listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Welcome to Full Power Living, the only show on international media dedicated to the exploration and understanding of emotions and their role in human life. I'm Eileen Dillon, your creator and host, and during this broadcast, which is live, we invite you to jump onto our chat and make comments and ask questions. And you can also call us on this live show toll-free, 800-630-7858. That's 800-630-7858. How much have you used your own imagination lately? Do you know that it can help you to calm yourself, get some inner wisdom, cure a headache, or be part of creating the life you really want to live? Our guest today has been working for years to help children use their imaginations for overcoming problems, calming anger and rage, removing warts, and reconnecting with lovingly with parents. Because kids are open to using their imaginations, they can find a special place for solace. They can receive gifts from animal friends and things that will help them to excel at school or get them through difficult situations. We're talking about helping kids use their imagination today, but this information isn't only limited to use by children. If you're a teacher, counselor, parent, doctor, nurse, coach, psychotherapist, or a plain old human being, you need to know about this delightful approach to life. So come along on our journey into imagination today as we talk with child educational psychologist Dr. Charlotte Resnick. You can find her at imageryforkids.com. She's the author of The Power of Your Child's Imagination, How to Transform Stress and Anxiety into Joy and Success. She's an international expert on the healing power of children's imagination, associate clinical professor of psychology at UCLA, and the author and producer of several therapeutic relaxation CDs for children and teens. So we're talking with Dr. Resnick today about how a child's imagination can act as their inner support system, helping children not only survive but thrive as they face today's life stresses and everyday problems. She's got tips for you and ideas about how you can apply her techniques in your own life, her tools. And if you listen closely, you'll realize that the kid in you can use your own imagination to handle your life stresses and everyday problems too. So Dr. Charlotte Resnick, welcome to Full Power Living.
Thank you so much for inviting me to speak with you today.
I'm delighted to have you. So you developed this approach out of necessity as you were working with inner city schools in South Central Los Angeles as a very new psychologist. And you found that the tools that you'd been offered in your education didn't work there. Can you tell us about how you got interested in this area?
Sure. It was a long time ago, Eileen. But the kids I was seeing were very defeated and depressed. There's a lot of darkness in their life. It was really tough for them. And I was a psychologist at maybe a school of 1,200 kids, and 800 were in really bad shape. And I always was connected to my own imagination and always was interested in art. And I happened actually to be at a conference, and there was a wonderful group from a school district that was using imagery in classes in their school district. And what they did was they had us draw a picture, and mine was like just a little nothing picture. But then they led us through a beautiful imagery, very rich, very evocative language, and they had us draw again. And I saw an amazing difference between my first picture and the second. And something struck a chord with me. And they talked about how the kids in their school were doing better in academics and were having less behavioral problems just by learning some relaxation skills. And that got me started. And I just started learning anything I could about the imagination and using visualization and imagery with children. And then started practicing with the kids in the schools, and they were great. There was such a change. I remember even one girl who tracked me down like years later, I don't know, 10 years later, 8 years later, she said, you know what, she was actually the student body president when she found me, in high school. And she said, I still remember the image. I still remember when you took us and had us imagine being on top of a mountain of success. And when I'm in front of the students and when I have to speak in front of people, I think of myself on top of that mountain of success.
Wow. That's a lovely story. So the idea that you evolved through this is that you could bypass the natural defenses of the logical brain and go right to the intuitive part of a child. And that way, I love this idea. I wish I raised two children as a single parent, and I had a lot of tools because I am a therapist and because I was interested in some alternative methods also. But when I read The Power of Your Child's Imagination, I just sat here and went, oh, I wish I'd known more about this, because it makes things so much more fun.
Yes. And in fact, that's what imagery does. That's what, when we visualize, we kind of get away from our logical mind and we go into more of the right brain, the intuitive mind. And imagining something is almost as good for our body's sake as actually doing something. For example, if you picture just something very simple, if you picture cutting a lemon in quarters and biting into it, if you do that right now, what happens?
I pucker my face, right?
Exactly, because the brain interprets those signals as real. So if you start to use your imagination for the good for yourself, for the positive, you can start shifting, one, the way you view things and how things happen. Even when I'm trying to hook kids into the idea of using their imagination, say if they're into sports, I'll tell them a simple study that was done with basketball shooting from the foul line, where there were three groups, and for each group did something different. One group practiced shooting from the foul line every day for 20 minutes for 3 weeks. One group didn't do anything. And one group just visualized, just imagine shooting that ball into that hoop and making the basket. And what happened was, after 3 weeks, can you guess?
Well, the imagination group did better.
Well, they did just as well as the group that practiced.
Ah.
The group that didn't practice at all improved 0%, not at all. And the group that did practice and the group that used their imagination improved 23 and 24%.
Wow.
So there was very statistically, it was the same difference. So you can, whatever you're working with the kids and you want to hook them into whatever they're interested in, if they're interested in sports, if they want, and when they're older, if they want to get a girlfriend or a boyfriend, or they just want to do better at school, you just tap into whatever they want to do, whatever's important to them.
You remind me that I'm a member of the National Speakers Association, and I once heard a lecture delivered by an Olympic gymnast who had won a silver medal. Mm-hmm. And a good 3/4 of a year, if not more, before the Olympics, she was seriously injured in an automobile accident. Mm-hmm. And only had 1 month to physically prepare for mm-hmm. the Olympics. But she rehearsed her routine over and over and over in her mind as she lay in her hospital bed, and came out, had a month to prepare, and won a silver medal.
Wow, that's exactly what I'm talking about. The sports teams have sports psychologists to help them with visualization. I remember last year when Michael Phelps won the impossible eight gold medals.
Right.
He said, when everyone said it couldn't be done, all it took was a little imagination.
Yeah, that was amazing to watch. So I was interested in you describe what it is that you've actually done. You began with the basic tenets of imagery work, which means that you can engage with pictures in your mind and intuition, like you've been talking about, to get you aware of emotions and solutions that ordinary thinking might not get to. And then you put this together with breathing, meditation, and self-hypnosis principles and psychology, self-hypnosis techniques and psychological principles. And that is the basis for the 9 tools that you've developed. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. Because you want to start with your breathing, in that, one, everyone breathes, but all we have to do is shift the kind of breathing we do into kind of deep breathing about 2 to 3 inches below your belly button. And that's the center of your body. And that physiologically calms and centers you. And when you're calmer and more centered, you're able to respond rather than to react to situations. So you want to be able to use that to calm yourself down when you're upset. And you want to practice that sort of prophylactically, not just when you're upset, but before. It's sort of like the team that practices for the game. You want to get into a space where you can do that kind of breathing so that when you do need it, when you are upset, then you could gravitate toward it and it'll be easier. And the
I just wondered if it was best done lying down?
You know, it really depends. I mean, when you think about it, some kids, when you're a baby, when you watch a baby breathe, and you could see the belly going up and down, they're breathing from down there. So for some people, it's easier to start to just get that sense of the belly going up and down when they're lying down. Or they could just be sitting and putting their hand down below their belly button and just imagine it. Now, with some little kids, I'll have them put a little soft little animal, stuffed animal on their belly down below their belly button so they could see their belly going up and down with the animal going up and down. Or you could, if you're teaching it to a child, you could have them put their hand on your belly first and you could demonstrate, and then mm-hmm. they can get the feeling of where the air goes. And the idea is to really push the air down, because when we're upset, we're often shallow breathing, or when we tense, our whole chest tightens up. So we want to bring it down there.
Well, a lot of us are chest breathing or shallow breathing a lot of the time, so I was really thinking that adults can do this. Like, I often ask people I work with to do this as they're falling asleep at night, just place their hand there and make the hand go up first and have it come down. That's what you call balloon breathing, right?
Exactly. And I always encourage the parents to learn this skill so they can help their child, and frankly, it will help them as well.
Absolutely. So that's what you call the balloon breath, and you have 9 tools that you use that you go through very carefully in your book. And I really enjoyed, I just want to give you a little feedback. I enjoyed the fact that you took us through, the reader, through the experience of following a particular child working with a series of tools, and then offered what I as a parent could also do with my child. I like that procedure that you put. So I'd like to go through a few more of these tools.
Sure, because we know the balloon breath, that's the first step. That's the foundation tool. You want to use that breath as you move through the other tools.
Yes, and then the next one is to find a special place. Can you talk about that, please?
Yes, because I feel it's very important to have a safe sanctuary inside you. A place that you can go just to hang out, just for respite from the stresses of the day. And it might be surprising, but many of the kids I see, of course, are coming to me because they are stressed. And in this special place, it's anything you want to create. It could be inside, outside, as long as you feel good there, as long as you feel safe there. And you can invite people in or not, and anyone that comes in to your special place, once they step through that door, they love and accept you just the way you are, so that the special place always is a positive place for you. And this way, when you do your work, your inner work, to solve your problems, that's a good place to start. You're breathing.
That must be especially helpful for children who feel, who maybe are in families where there's arguing or they get picked on by a older sibling or something like that, to have a safe place they can go to that nobody can enter unless they decide, must be a big help.
Yes, it is. And in fact, when some kids are hearing their parents argue, I'll suggest they put on one of my CDs to just go there and block out their parents yelling at each other, because it's very distressing. And some people might say, gosh, well, are they running away from life?
So the third tool, Dr. Charlotte, is finding a wise animal friend. And I enjoyed, as I was preparing for the show, I did the balloon breath, I took myself to a special place, and then I thought, well, what question might I like to have some help from with a wise animal friend, just to see if I could do it? And the question I had is, what do I need to do differently so that I don't work so long and hard with a minimal reward? And I discovered Raccoon, who told me that I need to go in and take what I need in life the way he does. And I was really surprised how easy this was and how this tool gave me information I haven't otherwise allowed myself to know.
That's wonderful to hear, Eileen. That's great. That's exactly how it works. It's fairly easy. You just sort of tap in. You never know who's going to show up. One girl was feeling really pressured from being like, supposedly being the good big sister, and it was just too much pressure for her. So when she closed her eyes, she imagined locks all around her body. So I asked her to call in an animal friend to help, and a squirrel came in and just had the key to unlock all her locks so she could release her pressure.
It was amazing to me that it was so easy, though, even as an adult. I mean, my idea would be that children are wide open in terms of, you know, let's pretend this, let's imagine that. And adults would be a little more locked up, but I found that it, just having the intention of doing that and waiting for a minute, it came. And that was really delightful.
Yes, and the animal friend is a wise, kind of a, you know, wise being in animal form that could protect you and help you and give you advice and give you gifts to help you, whatever you need.
And you can have more than one animal friend also.
Oh, yes, yes. You never know who's going to show up. And you might have different animal friends for different problems or different areas.
Uh-huh.
You just have
So then why do you add the personal wizard to bring you information? Why add that in addition to the animals?
Well, the wizard's a little bit different. The wizard is like a master teacher in human form. And the animal friend sometimes is a little bit more like a protector. The wizard comes in when you need a little bit of extra magic or a little extra power even. Or sometimes kids say, well, my animal friend's on vacation, so we bring in a wizard. Because sometimes there's some resistance, which is normal, so you want to be able to deal with it. But the wizard is a slightly different kind of a character. So he's there really as the master teacher, the one who has all the information, the one who creates the magic for you. Like
And the wizard can it can also be someone with special knowledge, like mathematics or how to be better at sports or something like that.
Yes, in fact, I was just thinking about a little boy who would. Always in spelling, he would, in paragraph dictations, he'd get like 27 words wrong a week. And he brought in a spelling wizard. Because sometimes wizards, there's a general wizard or there are specific wizards. And his spelling wizard would help clear out his brain and help him remember what he needed to remember. And his spelling errors went all the way down to just two or three.
Wow. That's just so wonderful. I wish, it's so playful and delightful. And so when we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about emotions. It's time for a break now. We've been talking with Dr. Charlotte Resnick. You can find her at imageryforkids.com. She's the author of The Power of Your Child's Imagination, How to Transform Stress and Anxiety into Joy and Success, and an international expert on the healing power of children's imagination. This is Full Power Living at EmotionalPro.com. I'm Eileen Dillon, and we will be right back.